The pro-independence coalition that rules the Yugoslav Republic of Montenegro has scored a narrow victory in parliamentary elections. Incomplete results from yesterday's voting give the alliance of President Milo Djukanovic 42% of the vote. The pro-Yugoslav bloc got just under 41%. Opponents of secession from Serbia, the other republic in the Yugoslav Federation, say the narrow outcome will cripple Djukanovic's drive for independence. New York Times reporter Carlotta Gall is in Podgorica, the Montenegrin capital. Is the opposition correct? Is the pro-independence movement in trouble?
It certainly didn't get as good a result as it wanted, that's for sure. But they do have enough to call a referendum. They can form in the parliament together with some other parties, the Albanian ethnic parties and the Liberal Alliance, which is very pro-independence. They have enough to call a referendum this summer even. And I'm sure they'll go ahead and do that.
Djukanovic says he still wants to hold an independence referendum soon, as early as June. Is that likely?
Well, this is a great debate. He now, because the opposition coalition that want to stay in Yugoslavia did very well. So they will fight against it. They've already said that this call for independence is an illusion. They will certainly try and stop it. But I think he's got enough to go ahead with it.
Montenegro is small, about the size of Connecticut, with a population of 600,000. Can it survive on its own?
They say they can, and in fact, if they go for independence, that will help them, you know, run their own lives and reform and move ahead quicker than Serbia, which is, you know, stuck in the doldrums from 10 years under Milosevic. But they are dependent on economic foreign aid, and they will need for that to continue, and they will have to be internationally recognized and then apply for international funds. So it's not going to be plain sailing. They've got a marvelous coastline, though, and a small population, so in theory, if they handle things well, they could do very nicely for a small republic.
Western officials have expressed concern about the independence movement in Montenegro. Why is that?
Yes, they're very worried about Kosovo, what this effect will have on Kosovo. The Albanian population there wants independence, and if they see Montenegro breaking away from Serbia, they could ask for more quicker decisions on Kosovo. Montenegro says we're a republic, like all the other republics of former Yugoslavia, and Kosovo is completely different, so they dismiss that. But it's certainly a concern for the international community.
What impact, if any, did the removal of Slobodan Milosevic from power in Belgrade last year have on the Montenegrin election?
It immediately made President Djukanovic go for independence. When Milosevic was in power, he always hesitated. He held back because he said it would mean war. So he says that's why he delayed it. Now he's got the government that's more democratic in Belgrade, and he's decided to try for independence. But I think it was the Milosevic years of the policies that actually separated Montenegro in spirit and in mind from Serbia. They wanted to go their own way under him, and now they're still going to go their own way.
New York Times reporter Carlotta Gall.